No, close that other door here and come on in and grab that other one.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, John.
Mr. Branson.
Yes.
As I said, I looked into it.
Before I forget it, I want to tell you that I saw a lady over here the other day with a bunch of wives, and you ought to be mighty proud of her.
Oh, well, Mr. President, I am. I am. I thank you for saying so.
I was proud of her.
She's one of your biggest boosters.
Well, she's one of the nation's best leaders. I saw all those poor little old girls there waiting, and what they've gone through. And yesterday I picked up a story here and said the Marines build men and kill babies, and I just wanted to go out and do something bad. Go ahead though, John.
Well, sir, I looked into the two things that the Marine Corps is has the capability of passing in judgment. First was the use of the so-called Hart Report, which is a historical record of the Marines' involvement in Haiti that was written back in the 1930s and has never been published. It's just a typewritten document.
Mm-hmm.
It is in our historical section.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it today. It's very interesting. It is available. It's not classified. It's available to all researchers, together with the other material in our historical archives. And we encourage researchers and historians, of course, to use all of that material. So it was very proper to use that that particular document as for research. Secondly, with regard to the book itself, which is called Guard to Haiti, and is the history from 1915 to 1934 of the Marines in Haiti. I got the book. I've had my historians look at it. It appears to me that the book also is proper. To begin with, it does quote extensively and verbatim, and in fact, for pages running from the Hart Report.
That's a thesis.
No, sir, this is the book, Guard to Haiti. See,
who wrote that?
Mr. McCrockman did.
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir. See, there are three things here, sir. There's the book, The Guard to Haiti, which was published in 1956
mm-hmm.
by the Naval Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Second, there's his doctoral dissertation.
Yeah.
Which, of course, we haven't seen, and I really can't say anything about.
Mm-hmm.
And thirdly, there's his wife's thesis.
Mm-hmm.
So there are three documents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the allegations in Heinel's article are first have to do with the duplication between his wife's thesis and his dissertation.
Mm-hmm.
Jim McCrockman told me this morning that that had been cleared mm-hmm. by the Board of Regents,
mm-hmm.
that allegation.
Mm-hmm.
Second allegation has to do with the book, The Guard to Haiti, published by the Naval Institute Proceedings. Now, the book is not attributed to Jim as the author. It says compiled by James H. McCrockman. And then it gives due credit in the preface to the Hart Report, and it gives due credit in the acknowledgments. So according to my experts, and I must say my own judgment, I think the book is perfectly clean, perfectly sound. I do draw attention, however, to the fact that it's attributed to him as a compiler, not as an author. The third allegation...
What's the difference between an author and a compiler?
A compiler simply assembles material from other publications and puts it together in a single book. He has not written most of the material himself, or much of it, but has simply assembled material that other people have written.
Mm.
That, of course, as an author, it means that he has written the entire manuscript. Heinel charges that the document, the manuscript, was submitted to the Naval Institute Proceedings as an original and without proper attribution to these various sources which are verbatim quoted in the document, in the manuscript, and that the Naval Institute proceedings discovered this and changed changed it from Jim McCrockman, author, to Jim McCrockman, compiler. I have not been able to verify that one way or the other. The Naval Institute, of course, is a private, semi-private organization, and this was more than 10 years ago, so that I just can't state anything factual with regard to that allegation. I am clear in my mind, though, that the book as published, and I'm holding it right here in my hand and looking at it, is perfectly okay.
Well, what I think the problem that we have with him is whether or not the use that he made of the marine material and the acknowledgement he gave in the credit form in his preface is up and above board and is sufficient.
In my opinion, it is, sir.
But you haven't seen his thesis. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, his dissertation.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now, that's the third allegation, Mr. President. I was talking there only about the book.
That's right.
The published book.
Yeah, that's right.
Now to turn to the dissertation. The question there is just what you said. Does the dissertation quote extensively from these Marine Corps sources?
It does, and he acknowledges that he has Marine Corps sources. But I was told by a member of the Board of Regents that the paper was questioned. He didn't give the page citation, and he didn't give the details, and they thought he should have.
Well, that is the second question with regard to the dissertation, whether or not proper attribution was given to his sources.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I haven't seen it, and I just can't pass judgment on that.
Mm-hmm.
I would just recommend, sir, that that point be wrung out before any final action is taken by you on this matter.
Yeah. You mean look into it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's what we'll do. We're going to get the thesis and get it up here and look at the thesis and see what it does. Now, if it's non-classified, there's no reason why I shouldn't have said page 17, Marine Corps Hart Report.
No reason at all.
Now, the Regents told me that the document to have been released would have had to have had approval of somebody in Toto.
No, sir, the Hart Report is unclassified. And,
available to everybody. Now then, the whole question, and if he refers to Hart Report and says that it was a source for this article and quotes whole paragraphs, the question is whether he should put under it these specific paragraphs come from the Hart Report. That's what I see as his problem.
I believe you're right, sir. In other words, in the manuscript, did he put quotation marks around the exact quotes?
Yeah.
And did he then have a footnote that said...
No, I don't know. I don't think he had a footnote. And I don't know whether he put quotation marks or not. I do know that in the preface, he said that this was his source for a great deal of material.
And that is exactly the way he handled the book, the printed book. The preface says, and I'll read it to you, it says, crediting the material from the Marine Corps files has been omitted, since the bulk of it is from General Hart's report. And then when you look back through the book, the pages of the book, you don't see any quotation marks or footnotes to show which paragraphs came from the Hart report and which are his own writing. Now, that, as I say, I think that's fine for this book because...
I'll get the thesis and then we'll get back in touch with you.
Very well, sir.
Anybody else made any inquiries?
No, sir. I talked to Jim twice, and I've had my historian just research the one point with regard to the book, and that's the Hart Report.
What is his record in the Marine Corps? What does it look like?
His record is very good, sir. He was an MP officer on Okinawa in World War II. During the Korean War, he was called up and the captain then. And he spent most of the time at Quantico doing this kind of work, historical writing and other research type writing for the Marine Corps.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Good night.